This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The United States last Friday increased to 25% the tariff on $200 billion in U.S. imports from China. It didn't take long for China to respond with higher tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. exports, including farm goods. China's new retaliatory action will take effect June 1. This escalation in the trade war will make things even more difficult for farmers and ranchers who are already struggling due to a tough farm economy, weather disasters, trade uncertainty, labor shortages, and other pressures. Much like another day of rain when your field is flooded, the latest retaliation adds insult to injury. It is especially painful because of recent hope that the U.S. and China were close to agreeing on a deal to resolve the trade dispute. This new round of tariffs seems to throw cold water on those hopes, but as long as the two sides keep talking, there is the chance of an agreement. While the U.S. tariff increase had been delayed and didn't come until the end of last week, the markets were already reeling in reaction to the threat. The price of soybeans, cotton, and other products took a nosedive, and some farmers told me they lost thousands of dollars. Longer term, some farmers who are already delayed in planting crops because of the cold, rainy weather say they're thinking about not even planting a crop this year because there's no market for it. This is a dramatic reversal in fortune for U.S. agriculture. The U.S. exported almost $20 billion in agricultural products to China in 2017, making it the number two export market for U.S. farmers and ranchers. After decades of work to develop the Chinese market, it grew from 2% of total U.S. exports in 2000 to 16% in 2017. This 87% growth outpaced the 64% growth in U.S. agricultural exports overall until the trade war began a little over a year ago. Last year, our agricultural exports to China were cut in half, and it happened at a time when prices for some of our crops already were at their lowest level in decades. The trade aid package that President Trump authorized last year has helped some farmers and ranchers hold on a little longer, as it has given trade negotiators more time to reach a deal with China. Unfortunately, trade talks have stalled, and many in agriculture are about out of time. The American Farm Bureau supports negotiations to level the playing field with China. Our overall trade deficit with China ballooned to $375 billion as of 2017 and continued to grow in 2018 to $419 billion despite the tariffs. The deficit continues to grow because, with our overall economy doing well and with very low unemployment, people have more money to spend on imports. However, such a large trade deficit with any one country is not sustainable for our economy. China needs to offer U.S. farmers and manufacturers greater access to its market. The solution, however, is not more tariffs. We need a successful end to the negotiations with China, and it cannot happen soon enough. We have urged the Trump administration to get the deal done and to consider the impacts of these trade actions on our farmers and ranchers. It's easy to feel powerless in this situation, as our markets and our prices are dictated by forces beyond our individual control. But together, we can have an impact. One way to take charge is by telling our story as farmers and ranchers. The more we explain how trade affects our own farms and families, the louder and more impactful our voice will become. We also need to keep opening other markets by approving the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement and continuing talks with Japan and insisting that agriculture is included in negotiations to reach a new trade deal with the European Union. While it is nearly impossible to replace a market as large as China's, expanding other markets for agriculture around the world certainly would help. The trade situation has tested farmers and ranchers' patience for more than a year now. We are a patient people. We're used to playing on a long game. However, we need to have a win in sight. Otherwise, patience will soon run out. The Family Farmer Relief Act of 2019 will help more family farmers avoid liquidation or foreclosure, allowing them to stay in operation, the American Farm Bureau Federation and National Farmers Union said in a joint letter to congressional leaders. The legislation would raise the Chapter 12 operating debt cap from $4.1 million to $10 million. Our farmer members have experienced several consecutive years of weak commodity prices and the low profitability and poor farm income that follow. As a result, farmers and ranchers are watching their equity erode as their debt-to-asset ratios climb and debt financing reaches a 30-year high, according to AFBF President Zippy Duvall and NFU President Roger Johnson. The House late last week passed a disaster assistance bill that, according to AFBF, will help farmers, ranchers, and rural communities reeling from catastrophic weather events. Farms across the country endured an incredibly difficult year in 2018, and the trend continues in 2019 with challenging market prices and destructive weather conditions. Historic hurricanes Florence and Michael, unprecedented wildfires, flooding, and other natural disasters devastated agricultural regions throughout the nation, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said in a letter to House members urging them to support Supplemental Appropriations Act 2019. Estimated agricultural losses in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina total nearly $5.5 billion. Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri currently estimate losses at more than $3 billion. Duvall noted that the full impact for these Midwestern farmers will likely increase as recovery efforts are still ongoing and the impact of losses continue to be calculated. For many farmers, these events have meant near complete losses. The Agriculture Department's May 13 Crop Progress Report revealed the U.S. corn crop at 30% planted, down 36 percentage points from the five-year average of 66% complete at this point in the planting season, and down 29 percentage points from 2018 progress. Analysts had projected corn plantings at 35% complete. Similar delays are being realized in the U.S. soybean crop with only 9% planted, down 20 percentage points from the five-year average of 29% planted and down 23 percentage points from last year. Soybean plantings are down 8.6 percentage points from analysts' expectations of 15%. The percent of corn and soybeans planted at this time of year is the lowest since 2013, the last time corn and soybean planting progress was this delayed. But both the corn and soybean yields were slightly above the unconditional trend yield. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.